Ronan, do you have an accent? You got an accent for Dandelion. I have
Tweedledum. Yeah, do Tweedledum. Do Tweedledum.
I don't know.
Tweedledum's just screaming.
It's hard.
I have a Tweed... not Tweedledum. I have a Dandelion accent.
Yeah, there you go.
And then...
We have a big, strong man flower accent.
I couldn't keep myself together when he did that. The Russian accent.
I'm a big, strong man flower.
Everyone keeps telling me that. Like, everyone goes up to me and does that now because of you.
Amelia, you've got a couple characters.
So, for my caterpillar one, I'm kind of like a surfer dude a little bit. I say, all right, a lot. And then I also play the Seven of Hearts. And so I was going to do a British accent, but then all the other cards decided not to. So I feel like it would be weird if I did one. So I think I'm just going to go normal.
It would be so much better if you're
the only person. That would be funny. We should
make a joke about it somewhere.
You gotta sip your tea on stage like, oh, I'm so fancy. You all are peasants.
Oh, cheerio.
Oh, cheerio.
Pip, pip, cheerio. Gods of the Queen.
You're just Ruby. I don't have an accent.
Yeah. I'm very sassy, but I don't really have an accent.
You do up the sassiness.
Yes.
That is very true. And we've got, let's see, I like Bradley is our mock turtle.
He's made
this really like low, slow, depressing kind of voice.
It's awesome.
It's so neurotic. I think my wife is trying to kill me, you know, kind of voice.
That's not real. That's just what the mock turtle says. Yes. Please don't be worried. He's happily married. He's happily married.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Jared is happily married, not the mock turtle. Jared is fine. Dr. Griffin is fine.
Oh my gosh, yes, we are all okay. So
we are
performing in next week, next Friday, is our opening night.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
So those of you who, I think you've all been in some kind of show or performance, even if it's just dance, what do you do like that opening night? What do you do that day before opening?
I actually have a little ritual that I do.
Oh.
So I always have to have a cup of mac and cheese on me.
What?
And... A weird way to start. But I always eat a cup of mac and cheese before a show.
Interesting.
Awesome. And like, which is actually, I don't know if you're supposed to do, because I've been in some shows where cheese. You can't eat dairy.
Yeah,
and
no
dairy,
cheese.
I don't know if you know this, but cheese has dairy in it.
What are you learning?
But does the powdered mac and cheese, is that real cheese?
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think it's real cheese.
Anyway, so that's my ritual that I do. I just eat a cup of mac and cheese and just like enjoy it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Wow, okay.
Anybody else have rituals?
This is a bit weird. I do this for every like show, sport, competitive, whatever. I slap myself all over and I go, ma make me mo moo, ma make me mo moo, and just try to get my mouth warmed up and try to get into character. I do like a bunch of weird accents, even if it doesn't fit. I go,
respect.
I do British accents, I can do Russian, I can do Australian, I can do a lot of different accents.
All right, so you just play around with...
I just mess around with myself.
I like how Delaney's, like, very productive, and, like, you're, like, actually getting prepared to be on stage, and meanwhile, I'm like, I get a cup of mac and cheese, and I eat it.
Like, I mean, to be fair, I do slap myself, so...
How was that fair? Ronan, you've been in several shows, but...
I panic a lot.
What do you do to alleviate the panic?
Get on stage, maybe?
You just do it.
He goes to his kazoo. Yes.
Exactly. That's the only way to appease the anxiety is to step across the leg, right? Break that leg, break that plane, and get out there on stage.
I think it's kind of funny.
That's where break a leg comes from, yeah.
I thought it was because break a leg, they hope you end up in a cast, the cast of a play.
No.
Really?
No. Oh. That's a nice pun, but no. Ruby, do you have a process?
On the day before opening night, I usually take a very long bath, and I go through my lines, and I try to sleep in, I relax. It's really just letting go of all the pressure of rehearsing, and then just having fun
exactly.
on stage.
Yeah, I mean, you've practiced. You've done all you can.
Exactly. There's so nothing more you can do that day.
Just panic, bro.
Except panic.
I do a really weird thing. I don't know if it's necessarily a ritual, but I act like a lot like my character, like a lot.
Oh,
since
method.
I've been doing, since I did Pinocchio, I played like the Honest John role. I was acting like Honest John. it was like a weird thing. My mother was like, why do you act like that? And I'm just like, it's a thing.
Method, interesting.
Deal with it, mother.
We've got a new Jared Leto over here.
Oh, come on. Jared Leto was not good at method acting. He did a bunch of creepy things. No.
Not you.
Don't even compare me to Jared Leto.
Amelia, what's your process?
I'm going pansy right now.
Well, usually before a show, like, I practice my character and, like Kylie said, like, I pretend to be them for, like, a while. And then what I do is I just go over the lines and make sure that I know them from my heart, like, just so well. And I do this thing. Kind of like Delaney said, but so it goes, Mommy made me smash my M&M's. Mommy made me smash my M&M's. It goes like that.
Mom
so.
Made me mash my M&M's.
Yeah.
Just like that. That's okay. The slow version. She does it way too fast. Or not. maybe not too fast, but she does it really fast.
Tongue twisters are amazing.
Yes.
To
wait,
warm up your mouth.
The three-toed tree toad, so the two-toed tree toad, and you had a true tree toad unless you have three toes.
I'm the only one in this room who, on the opening night, just panicked.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Nobody
too.
Else. Everybody else is like, fine. I'm
okay.
just sitting there in the
so
corner crying whatever.
I've done a bazillion. I've been in a bazillion shows, and there's always a moment. Or several moments, like that week or the week before, or even opening day, it's like, nope, I'm not going to do this. No,
absolutely.
I'm just, no,
absolutely.
I'm not, no, you can't make me. No, I'm not doing this. There's just no way. And then it's like, no, you have to.
You have to do this.
The panic doesn't hit me until I'm backstage ready to go on. Like the first time, and I'm like, oh.
I put on like my headphones, and I just blare just like either heavy rock music or just to drown out. Just a drown out noise.
Just white noise, like rain, just pitter patter.
Oh, we got 1 minute.
Oh yeah, really. Quick tangent. I think it's a testament to how professional these young students are. Mm-hmm. That all their rituals are like actually helpful and like really get you in character.
Except for Ronan's.
Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe there's something about using that panic to
use
really
it.
Motivate
like
you.
Like the fight or flight instinct, kind of.
Yeah, and so that's another reason why you should come see The Doctor in Wonderland is because
these
actors are really funny, and also it's a great show.
So there will be two performances next weekend, Friday. At 6, I think.
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
Sure.
And
let's go with
Saturday
that.
At 2. This is next weekend. So that'd be the 29th and the 30th.
Yes.
In the middle school commons. And because we've got a lot of interaction with the actors and the audience, we even have a splash zone for those of you who are going to get wet and
so
get things thrown at you. It's a fantastic, fun time.
Can I say one thing that
very quick, Lee?
One thing that the actors are going to.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Boiling hot tea.
Boiling hot tea, yes. No, not boiling hot
what?
Tea.
Why
come
not?
Come on, that would be so fun. No, it wouldn't. Yeah.
Can we say what the Queen of Hearts is going to do to their noses?
No. All that stuff is a surprise.
All
but
right.
Just know that this is a fun, funny, not like Wendy and Peter. This is a funny show.
Or what the caterpillar does on stage when she tries to exit.
Oh, oh, yeah.
My gosh.
But it's a cast of 20. We got like a crew of 10, 11. And so they're about a total of over 30 kids in this production. And so space is limited. If you want to come see it, it'll be next weekend. So watch out for that. So
you forgot to say the one thing that's going to get audiences here. It's free.
It's free.
It's a free show.
Free show. Thank you, Kodiak Arts Council, for supporting
Kodiak
Youth Theater. Okay, well, I think that just about wraps it up for us. Thank you, everybody, for coming on and talking to us about the show. And good luck. Break a leg.
Thank you.
And
why?
I will.
And thanks for listening.
Adios.
This has been KMXT.
Tees, Talk of the Rock, our Lord.